Hey, Rock Movers. I cannot wait to introduce you to Season 4's guest. Hey, okay. It is Thursday at noon, so we're live. And just making sure that it's okay. We are live in the group. I would love to have you join me. Hopefully you're able to jump on. If not, would love for you to just do a hashtag replay in the comments to let me know that you watched this on replay. And if there's a better time of day for you, that would be great for you to jump on. And I'm making sure that it's I can see the comments. So okay. So if there's a better time, if noon on Thursday Central Time isn't the best time for you, would love to have you just put that in the chat also so that we can get a consensus of what the community wants, what's a great time for you, and be able to really show so I can show up and help you. So today, and lately you've probably seen that I've really been talking about worth a lot. And the reason for that is I know firsthand and have experienced through my own journey that having that self-confidence and self-worth is the basis for everything. So not having it was the basis for my own the challenges, a lot of the challenges that I grew up with, you know, making unhealthy relationship choices and people pleasing and imposter feelings, all of that came from this sense of not being enough, not being worthy. And so the opposite of that now is that now that I've done the work to heal and go through this process, which I say that I don't want to mislead you to say, oh, everything's great, everything's rosy and sunshine, and I don't have that challenge anymore, because that couldn't be farther from the truth. I'm human. Having this journey, this life journey that I have of being adopted or giving up for adoption when I was born, that abandonment time of being an orphan for those that month that I was, finding out that I was adopted at 6, and living with the knowledge of some of the things that happened to me, and in my little kid brain, making sense of that in the way that I did, meant that I made some rules about me that weren't true, but hey Jerry, I see that you've popped on. Thanks so much. So growing up and making these rules about who I thought I was at that time caused me to try to align some things, you know, because this is what we do as kids, right? We're observing the world around us and we're trying to cope and survive and make sense of it. And so in those moments, that's what I equated 1 + 1 = 2. And so in that moment, when I found out I was adopted, I'm like, oh, okay, so then I have to be good enough so that I don't get abandoned, so that I don't get you know, kicked out by this family too. And looking back on it through the adult eyes, of course that wouldn't have happened. Or I say of course, it's actually happened to some people where they've been adopted and then given back, or they've been adopted or fostered and then given back. So it happens and it's heartbreaking. And as an adult, I just want to sit here and say, yes, all of that happened, and I get to choose what I make that mean now. And so what I'm making that mean is that I am who I am because of that journey. I am who I am in spite of the pain, and because of the pain, now I get to be really an empathetic and a supportive and a sympathetic coach, because I can speak from my own pain. And I can speak from a place of authenticity. And so it's made me better at the thing that's on my heart to do. And so I am really wanting to convey to you today that who you are in this space is worthy. Who you are as an adult today in this life is worthy. But it doesn't matter what I say, it matters what you believe. And so I would love to really dive into that deeper, but it's hard to do when you're talking in generalities to a group of people. So that's where I would love to invite you onto a one-on-one conversation about this, if this is something that's on your heart or something that you personally struggle with, is self-worth, self-confidence, any type of insecurity around worth and value. Because what I have personally experienced is when I don't see myself as worthy, then I don't hold myself as worthy of creating boundaries, or worthy of the things that I want to achieve, worthy of the life, the wealth, the education, the relationships, yada, yada, yada. That can go on and on and on. So how we do one thing is how we do everything. How we do anything is how we do everything. And so if I'm not seeing myself as worthy, I'm not going to expect others to treat me that way as well. And that is where we get into these circles of really unhealthy relationships. Relationships that don't serve us, that don't treat us the way that we really want and desire to be treated. And so if that's something that you're in, and I know, Jerry, I love you too. Mwah, mwah. Thank you so much for being our champion. Last week, it was so good to share you with my world. And I love that you've come to this place where you now own your worth. And I'm so excited to share your talents with this community. But for those that are listening or watching this on replay, I also want you to know that sometimes we sit in those places of unworthiness, of pain, because it is serving us somehow. And I know that that seems counterproductive, but it's true, because we can stay small, right? We know the monster that we're facing in that situation, if you will. So I don't have to go out and face another monster. Even though this is unbearable, at least I know what this is. And I can say that because I've lived it. So I know it to be true. And I also know that when we don't see ourselves as worthy and we're not stepping into our calling, we're not stepping out into scary spaces, whatever that is, public speaking or sales or whatever it is that you desire to do. If you're not doing it, yet you want the results that doing it would bring you, you're in this really perplexing place. How do you get from where you are to where you want to be? And it takes getting uncomfortable. It takes facing the fact that you are staying in this spot. You're choosing to stay stuck for a reason, because it is serving you somehow, some way. And I can only speak from my own experience and what I've experienced through coaching and working with clients. And hey, Amy, so happy to see you here too. But when I, and it took, you know, having an outside person call me on this. So my coach, so coaches need coaches. We all need accountability. We all need someone to help us see the blind spots that we can't identify on our own. But my coach called me out on this because I was wanting to grow my business, but it wasn't growing in the pace that I wanted and the way that I wanted. And I really, really felt stuck. And so in that coaching call that I was on, I was like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm confused. Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. Maybe I'm not meant to do this. And she called me out on it and said, how is playing small? How is staying stuck? How is staying small? How is not stepping into that place serving you? And I was like, of course it's not. It's costing me. But it is serving you. It's allowing you to do what? And so this is the challenge I want to present to you. And if you want to explore this further, message me. I'll send you a link. We can jump on a call. But when we don't step into those scary places, when we don't do the things that will get us the results we want, there's a reason. And my reason was by me not getting on social media, by me not speaking my truth, by me not saying things that some people may not like, or putting an offer out there to coach someone and having it turned down, I was protecting myself from being abandoned, from being rejected, from being told no, from being put into uncomfortable places where I could feel hurt again. So by not stepping into those spaces, I was staying safe. And was it serving me? Ultimately, yes. It was keeping me safe, and ultimately it was costing me everything. So if you're at a place where you're just like, I want so much more, but I'm not getting it, I want to challenge you with why. Why are you not pursuing, relentlessly pursuing the things that you want to do? How is staying where you are right now truly serving you? What is it allowing you to do? Is it allowing you to hide? Is it allowing you to stay small? Is it allowing you to stay safe? It's almost always about fear. It's almost always about safety and protection. That's one of the seven primal needs that we have as human, is safety and security. And so fear is the other side of that. But what if we saw it as, instead of fear, I'm afraid to do this, what if it was, I'm uncertain and I don't know how this is going to go, and it feels uncertain. Uncertainty is another need that we have. We need to have that sense of adventure. So if we saw it as an adventure rather than a fear, it allows us to step into that place differently. Maybe not as confident as we would like it to be, but definitely a way that is productive is the best way I can say that. So if this is hitting home for you, I would love for you to say, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I get it. Give me some shout outs and love in the chat. Lizette, thank you so much for chiming on too, for jumping in and watching. There's so many things that we do that are self-sabotaging. And it could be completely unintentional. It could be things that are something that, you know, we don't even want it to happen, but we do it anyway. So, you know, it's Paul. I do the things that I don't want to do and I don't do the things I want to. You know, in the Bible that he says, we are human, so we're going to do things that don't make any sense. We're going to self-sabotage at times if we allow it to happen. And so the gift that I want you to come away with today is that you have a choice. There's a lot of things in this world that happen outside of our control, but you have a choice about this. So today I want to give you a worthiness exercise that you can do. And so on a piece of paper, I want you to, not that one because it has stuff on it, but take a piece of paper, and on this paper at the top, I want you to write, I am worthy. Okay, so just super simple notebook paper. Anybody can do this. Fold it in half, and on the left side of the paper, I want you to, or on one side, I want you to write all the ways that you feel worthy, all the things that make you feel worthy, all the people in your life that make you feel worthy, all of the actions that you take, the clothes that you wear, the things that you drive, the things that you eat, the places you go, all of the things that you can think of that make you feel worthy. Write it down. On the opposite side of the paper, you know where I'm going with this, right? I want you to write down all of the things that make you feel unworthy. So if you're an accountant, consider this your checks and balances. This is your balance sheet, right? Positives on the left, negatives on the right. What takes away from your feeling that I am worthy? So that could be a relationship. That could be something that you do to yourself when you get in self-sabotage mode. Maybe when you don't follow your own commitments, like you made a commitment to go to the gym and maybe you're not doing that now. That makes you feel unworthy. Maybe it's staying in an unhealthy relationship. Maybe it's continuing to be friends with someone that really makes you feel bad when you're around them. You just feel awful. It's a negative energy and it makes you feel bad about yourself. Maybe it's when you wear a certain outfit that you really just don't feel good in. Makes you feel, maybe it's a reminder of something, right? A past time of your life or a past relationship or a past job. You know, certain scents, perfume that you put on can bring back a memory that makes you feel like you were back at that place. I have that, right? There's a perfume that I love, but when I smell that perfume, which I don't have anymore, but I smell it on someone else, it immediately takes me back to a time in a past relationship that I was being manipulated and mentally and emotionally abused. And that scent takes me immediately to that place. And I immediately have to check myself and go, that is not my truth anymore. That is not me. So I have to be aware of that. But whatever that is, the positives on the left, the negatives on the right, what makes you feel worthy, what makes you feel unworthy. And then I want you to sit with this and begin to identify what can you do about the things that make you feel unworthy. Can you begin taking action on those to get them out of your life? Can you begin to walk away from relationships? Can you, not choose not to be around those people? Can you break cords of those emotional ties with those people? Throw away the food that isn't making you feel worthy. You know, if there's something in your life that you're tolerating, maybe you have a purse that just when you carry this purse, it feels cheap. It makes you feel like you're not valuable. Throw it away. Don't use it. You know, I have things that I bought that when I wear them, I feel like $1 million. And I love wearing those outfits. I also have outfits, I put them on and they make me feel frumpy. And I don't wear those anymore. I've actually donated most of those. I have one that's still very comfortable that I refuse to give up, but it doesn't make me feel great. So I wear it on my bad days. Just full disclosure. But do this exercise. I would love to hear your feedback if you've done it, because once you've got all of your positives, how can you be intentional about those relationships, intentional about those things? Just the awareness of when I do this, I feel beautiful, I feel worthy, I feel capable, I feel wealthy, I feel abundant. What words come up when you think about this left side of the paper? And at the same time, I want you to really be aware of the right side of this sheet, because this is the action part of this activity, is how can you begin to eliminate the things on the right side of the sheet? The people, the places, the things, the relationships, the mindset, maybe it's the words that you say to yourself when you get frustrated on a project. Our words are so powerful. And if you're saying to yourself, well, that was stupid, why did you do that? That will make you feel bad. You'll feel stupid. So it could be the words that you're saying to yourself, or that you're allowing someone else to say to you, a boss, a coworker, a child, a partner, a spouse. Really take inventory of those things. And this may be a sheet that you carry around with you, or notes that you can take on your phone in your note system. To begin, when something happens, write it down. This is something that makes me feel bad, unworthy, unvaluable, insecure, and write it on this sheet. And then begin to identify what are the actions you can take. Do I need to speak up? Do I need to eliminate this? Do I need to take action? Is this anything I can control? Because it could be a parental relationship that maybe you can't take control of, or maybe you don't want to at this time. You're not at a place where you're ready to sever that. Whatever it is, I just want to give you the support. If there is something that you need support with, I want you to know that I'm here. Reach out to me. We will set a call, and I'm here with you to walk through this. So, would love your feedback either privately or in the group about this worthiness activity, and would love for you to take action on this, because I want you to feel the most worthy, the most abundant, the most blessed and best life that you've ever had. You deserve that. And if no one else has told you this, maybe in a very long time, if you've been on my calls, my podcast, watched my videos, you've heard it, but I'm going to say it again. You are worthy, you are valuable, and you are loved, and you are necessary. So please do this activity. Please let me know. And know that you always have a place here in this community and in my world. And I love you. I hope you have a fabulous day, a fabulous weekend. Please share this group with anyone you feel like this would be a blessing for, and reach out if there's anything that I can do for you. Much love to my champions. Have a fabulous weekend.